96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. A shocking report on children and suicide released this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association, Pediatrics. From 2003 to 2012, the suicide rate of black boys increased to more than double that of white boys. The ages of the boys between 5 and 11 years old. Joining me to discuss this are Dr. Marilyn McPherson Corder. She is a pediatrician and assistant professor at the Howard University College of Medicine, psychiatrist Dr. Kevin Williams, and Lisa Daughtry. She lost her 18-year-old son to suicide 3 years ago this month. Lines are open if you want to talk about this at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem.
Let me start with Dr. Corder. Dr. Corder, have you ever seen the likes of this before? I found this report disturbing, shocking, and almost unbelievable.
Well, yes. Unfortunately, we are seeing more and more of depression as well as increase in behavior because I think that there are things that we just don't ask and get into what's going on in the minds of our youth. Unfortunately, now suicide is in the top five, the third leading cause of death in children between 15 and 19 years of age.
Mm-hmm. But Dr. Williams, this specific report talks about children in elementary school between the ages of 5 and 11 years old. And actually, the research goes back some 20 years almost. From your perspective, what's going on? When I was 5... When I was 6 years old, I'm still trying to figure out how to get my pants on. And yet we're talking about a highly complex emotional situation for the children that are mentioned in this study.
I think that absolutely. I have a friend that said when it was up from slavery, everybody did better.
Mm-hmm.
And when you compare yourself to that, no question, we all have a huge increase. But now, there's a study out that says that 50% of African-American youth are not progressing further socioeconomically than their parents. And that 50% of that, so a quarter of our kids, are going from the upper or middle to the lowest socioeconomic status.
But I'm still trying to understand it. Maybe you can help me with this. And maybe I had a blessed childhood, but I can't imagine what would be going through the mind of a child between the ages of 5 and 11 that would cause them to want to take their own lives.
There's a term that I heard when I came here called youth affluenza, and that's basically when we as parents don't match performance with privilege. And by the time you're starting school, you are absolutely now required to do some things. You're required to have some outputs. You're required to do tests. You're required to compete. And if we as parents haven't been really, carefully building relationships with our children, mm-hmm. absolutely, they can start to feel like they're not competing. They're not doing well. Like the low expectations that they had before school, right? Just be, mama's little bookie, right? Or daddy's little boy. Now we're having some requirements. Mm-hmm. And so, they're in schools now where they're competing with other kids. And absolutely, they're starting to feel that, their behavior is subpar.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, you've been here before. As a matter of fact, you were here 3 years ago when you lost your son, and it was still very, very fresh. Tell us about him briefly, and where you are right now in trying to deal with the struggles of his suicide.
Ian was 18 when he basically died by suicide, 2 weeks from graduating from high school. And childhood that he had, I mean, was, I think, and as you question as far as what's going on with the five-year-olds, self-acceptance with their own peers, mm-hmm. it's very difficult for children for this generation. And I think a lot of bullying has basically become more of a norm, and it starts at pre-K. But to describe as far as my son, he was a great kid. He was a big brother to everyone, a counselor. And I think me being a single parent and not having the support of his father, where he was very active in his life, I was proactive, his father wasn't. For him, it was more of not feeling worthy, not feeling accepted by his own father, having unconditional love. Mm-hmm. And I remember my son will always tell me, I always have your support. You're my family. And I know family, friends are very important for young people.
202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We are, of course, talking about children and suicide, a really shocking report released by the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics. I want to go to the phone lines at Israel, calling from Northeast D.C. Israel, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How you doing today, Harold?
I'm doing just fine. Go right ahead.
I guess mine is from a different standpoint. Like, I was that guy. I still am that guy. I've been suicidal since I've been 12. I had more than my fair share of attempts, and I'm 35 now, and I still feel the same. Like, I don't even understand why I called, but this topic just touched me real, real quick, and it just, like, really hit home because I'm still this way.
Why?
And, I mean, just life itself. Like, I come from the dirt, and it's just like I haven't progressed. Like, I went to college, I graduated, I did all that, but I'm still, like, stagnant. And it's just like, I know, like, to me, I'm not happy here, and I know happiness is not on earth for me. I don't know what death holds. So that X factor is what keeps me going. That I just want that X factor. You know, that's the best story that I can never tell no one. So, I mean, I don't know.
Let me have Dr. Corder respond to that. What are you hearing from this young man?
I'm hearing hurt. I'm hearing some despair. You know, life has its ups and downs, sir, Israel. And, you know, it's one of the things that at least you're talking about it. But I think, and I know that, you know, you want to express it to people in your life that are there around you so that they can hear you. You know, we tend to have our males hold it in, be a man, you know, suck it up. Mm-hmm. But we hurt. And we are often depressed periodically when we are not achieving what we feel, when sometimes we may not feel worthy. You know, now we're realizing Black lives do matter, all right? But we want to make sure that you need to be heard and you need to talk to someone and folks that they hear you because you're crying out.
Israel, I have a phone number that I want you to take if you can. It's the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. It's 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. Did you get that?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you. And, you know, just hang in there because we need you here.
That's right.
With us.
That's right.
I need to take a break. We'll be back with more on this issue about children and suicide. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back shortly. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about a study that was recently released just this week that suggests that suicide rates among very young black boys, 5 to 11 years old, have increased significantly over the past 20 years. My guests are Dr. Marilyn McPherson-Corder. She's a pediatrician and assistant professor at Howard University's College of Medicine, psychiatrist Dr. Kevin Williams, and Lisa Daughtry, who lost her son 3 years ago. He was 18. She lost her son to suicide. Back to the phone lines at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Lucy calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Lucy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, please go right ahead.
Now, I was calling because I lost my son to suicide in 2008. He was 18 years old. And I was listening to the last caller about him saying there's some type of pain. I know my son used to say that. And all I want to say is that problems are temporary and life is forever. So I just wanted to say that because I still grieve every day for my child.
Well, Lucy, thank you so much for sharing that. Lisa, you said that once.
Mm-hmm.
Problems and temporary life is forever. Where does that come from?
I guess for me, self-evaluation as far as dealing with life. But I think also you have to emphasize that to our children because to them, and I think in this generation that they're dealing with things that they really don't understand and probably can't cope with at this time. Mm-hmm. And so to them, just as us stressing out as far as paying a bill, if we're going to lose our job, that same intensity and stress that we deal with, that's what they're dealing with now as far as trying to cope with life, as far as what's going to happen to me when we move or when I graduate from high school and even when they go to college, it's an issue for them.
Dr. Corder, what are we missing as parents, particularly when we're talking about very young children? What should parents look for?
Well, first we want to make sure that they are reassured that everything is positive. You know, we too often are so busy and we're not understanding what's making that young person sad, and we need to talk to them, and we need to find out what's going on. So it's very important that we do that. You can't say, well, that's a child, and they you know, I'm keeping their needs, I'm taking care of their needs, I'm feeding them, I'm clothing them. But listen, because many a time that child could be hurting whomever is not in their life, whomever, you know, has said something to them, a relative or someone at the school. So we have to begin to listen to them. And what's missing is that communication with that child.
And that support. Real quick, Doc.
As parents, it's often really easy to critique, mm-hmm. even complain.
Yeah.
But if we had a timer, we might say that we celebrate their successes, but you spend about 3 seconds on that. Honestly, at the most, 20 seconds. And then we go for the next 10 minutes on what they could have done better.
That's an important point. I want to talk more about that. I think that's very, very critical. We're going to continue this conversation about very young children and suicide. So if you are on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines remain open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. And most importantly, for this conversation, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, 800-273-8255. We'll be back in just a moment.